Now notice verse 18. What profiteth the carved image that its maker hath engraved it, the melted image and the teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusteth in it to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all within it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Now what you have here is the fifth woe. And this is God's condemnation of the greatest sin of all. Actually, drunkenness is not the greatest sin. The greatest sin is idolatry, false religion, turning to an idol instead of turning to God. And this is the thing that was the worst sin of all. You see, we called attention when we were in Isaiah. Actually, I think I first called attention to it in the book of Judges, because there is put down there a great principle of government. And also in Isaiah, that principle is stated clearly. And all of these subsequent prophets, they just bear out what had already been said before and carry out this principle. There are three steps in the downfall of a nation. First of all, there is religious apostasy. The second step is moral awfulness. And the third step is political anarchy. Those are the three steps by which nations pass off the stage of human history. That's been the way that it has moved. You see, the primary problem was never political anarchy. The primary problem never was moral awfulness. Now, as bad as these are, the root trouble, the root problem goes back to that which is religious or spiritual apostasy, a turning away from the living and true God. That is the very interesting thing that's happened to this nation of ours today. There are men, I'm not the only one that's saying this by any means. Dr. Seagrave Singer, he was professor of history over in Salisbury, North Carolina. He made this statement, "The American dream is vanishing in the midst of terrifying realities and visible signs of decadence in our contemporary society." And again, Clinton Rosita, professor of American institutions at Cornell, he said, "In our youth, we had a profound sense of national purpose, which we lost over the years of our rise to glory." And James Reston, and I don't think anybody ever called him a conservative, he says, "In public," speaking of Washington today, "in public, they talk about how optimistic and wonderful the future is, but the private conversations of thoughtful men here in Washington are quite different. For the first time since the war, one begins to hear of doubts that moral men are capable of solving or even controlling the political, social, and economic problems life has placed before them." This is the picture, and this is the story of the downfall of nations, and that's the thing that alarms me, because this great principle that this man, Habakkuk, has restated again in the Word of God, and it was fulfilled in this nation of Babylon. It begins in idolatry. It begins in turning away from the living and true God. Now, as we have said in this series, when we say today that idolatry has gone out of style and no one today is bowing down before an idol in this country, and of course that's not true. Many a man is worshiping the almighty dollar. Many a man today worships sex. Many a man worships pleasure. Many a woman has given her virtue in order to become a famous star. in order to be promoted? May I say to you, anything that you give yourself to, anything that takes all of your time, all of your energy, all of you, that which you worship, that, my friend, is your God. That's your idol. And that is the thing that God condemns. God says he's a jealous God. God says, I made you, I created you, and I've redeemed you, and I want you. And when a man turns his back on God, he's doing the worst thing that any man can possibly do.